This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Charlie,
yes,
you got something for me?
I got a dad joke for you.
Okay.
What did the car say to the mechanic? What did the car say to the mechanic?
I guess the motorcycle was right. We're not twins.
No. What did the car say to the mechanic?
I don't know.
We have to stop meeting like this.
Oh, my goodness. I got
We're back live with more Anthony Herron on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Hour number two here with you on The Score. Anthony Herron on this Thursday evening. Just a few short evenings away from the college football playoff national championship game. And we're going to go out to the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. And the reason that I bring up the national championship game is because Chuck Swirsky, the voice of your Chicago Bulls here on The Score in this segment with Chuck Swirsky, is sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union. But the reason I bring that up, Chuck, is because I have a question for you about college football before we go down the hoops route. But first off, how you doing this evening, my friend?
I am doing well. Thank you for having me on your show, as always. You know, I actually was talking about Iowa the other day because they blew out Indiana in a Big Ten men's game by like 20 or 25 points. And so, you know, give the shout out to the Hawkeyes. And Indiana's basketball program is, oh my gosh, I haven't seen it this bad in years.
Yeah, they've been struggling a bit here with Mike Woodson, a couple of bad losses in a row. Big Ten is so deep this season, so we'll see whether or not Indiana, especially after they get completely healthy, if they can get some things figured out there. My Hawkeyes, though, Fran McCaffrey's squad, they're in some ways similar to the Bulls. They got a lot of offensive talent, but defense is optional in Iowa City for the men's basketball program, so I see some similarities there. What I'm curious about, though, from a college football perspective, Chuck, with the national championship game coming up, Notre Dame and Ohio State, they're going to try to win the CFP championship Monday night. For you as a Michigan fan, I am curious that since the Wolverines took down the Buckeyes in the final game of the regular season, fourth year in a row, Michigan's defeated Ohio State. What is your viewing interest in what's going to happen Monday night? Do you have a passionate opinion either way as a Michigan fan? Can you still bring yourself to perhaps root for Ohio State in some way? Or
never.
Are you just not wired?
Never. Ever.
No, not happening.
Ever. So, by the way, the game on Monday, you know, the Bulls game got bumped up, and we're playing the Clippers. And so we have a game in L.A., and because the West Coast is 2 hours behind the Midwest, And so we will be playing while the national championship, but that's the beauty of radio. So I know a lot of people will probably be locked in on Ohio State, Notre Dame, but then you have a radio, or you can go on your Odyssey app and listen to Bulls basketball. So there you go. But in answer to your question, and you know what? Whatever team plays Ohio State, I want that team to win. So, and plus, I really like Marcus Freeman.
Yeah.
And, you know, when his name surfaced, he just signed a new deal, an extension, I think, with Notre Dame. So I'm not sure he's going anywhere. But you know what? I just like his makeup. I like the way he handles young people. I love the way he is poised. And, you know, maybe one day, if not with the Bears, maybe one day he'll be in the NFL. But for now, Notre Dame's a pretty good gig. I mean, basically, it's another franchise. It may not have NFL in the shield on it, but it's a franchise.
Yeah, no doubt. And the fact that Notre Dame has advanced this deep into the college football playoff, and, you know, by comparison to some of the other squads who are in conferences in the CFP, they have to share all that revenue that they're accumulating in multiple playoff games. Notre Dame gets to keep it all to themselves. So that's quite an advantage to the Irish for the way they're able to continue operating moving forward. So wasn't going to spend the entire time talking college football with you, but I was curious about that because I know you are a Michigan man through and through with your rooting interest
absolutely.
In football. Yeah.
And I'll tell you what they're doing now with the NIL and the payment with players coming in and backing out of agreements with other universities. I'm not saying I agree with that because that's happened obviously to Michigan and many other schools in the portal, and this is the way it's working now. But I got to believe that Michigan's going to have a pretty good football team next year.
I would imagine so. And Sherrone Moore, you know, he was, of course, there alongside Jim Harbaugh and winning the Big Ten championships. They were able to win, winning the national championship. This completes his first season as the head coach and did so by knocking off Ohio State again and beating Alabama in a bowl game. So it's, it was a strong close for the Wolverines and Sherrone Moore. There's no doubt about that. Chuck Swirsky, our guest here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. I've been delaying this question for a bit, Chuck, because I wanted to be able to kind of, you know, have a little song and dance and laughs here on the front end of this thing. But what in the world was that last night against the Atlanta Hawks? How did that take place against a bunch of backups and guys who barely played professional hoops before?
Well, you know, I mean, the simple answer would be they played to the level of their competition. But here's what happens, and you know this as well as anyone. You had players on the floor. You had one player who had never played an NBA game, okay? Doc Flynn Plowden. He had never played an NBA game. He was in the G League. He spent 4 or 5 years at Bowling Green. This was his first NBA game, and he made his first 7 shots, I think, 6 or 7 shots. They had Keaton Wallace on. Undrafted player, University of Texas San Antonio. Yeah, I think this was the 17th game of the season, and he was magnificent. Krejci, all over the floor. He's been in the league 3-4 years. But all I'm saying is, you give a player an opportunity to hoop, and if they've been, you know, deep in the rotation or on the bench, this is like, wow, Christmas Day. So I mean, both teams played back-to-backs. In fact, Atlanta played in Atlanta against Phoenix, had to fly to Chicago, probably got in about 1:32 a.m. in the morning, and you would never know. I mean, they led from the opening tip, and it was a really disappointing performance. I mean, I just, you know, I'm still shaking my head on how the Bulls lost that game without 4 starters and one of their top reserves in Larry Nance Jr.
With the new approach that they've been able to take on offense this season, you know, without DeMar DeRozan around, and you know they've been able to play with greater pace. Of course, the volume of 3-point shooting has picked up here. You know, so it hasn't been all bad this season, but they've lost 4 out of their last 5. But looking at the big picture of the year, the season as a whole so far, is there a player with some of the adjustments the Bulls have made in their style of play this season, now that we're, you know, deeper into the year, Is there a guy that stands out to you who's maybe benefited most from the adjustment in the style of play?
Well, I mean, there are a couple, three. I mean, you can look at Zach LaVine. I think Zach's having an outstanding season. I think this offense is tailor-made for him. He's shooting a lot of threes. He's shooting pull-up threes. He's shooting triples. And I just like the way this offense is for Zach. I mean, they are looking for Zach. Now that DeMar's gone, he's the guy. But I think that if you look at where he's at as an NBA player for this season, he's averaging 30 points in the month of January. He's, you know, in the top six in three-point field goal percentage at 45-46%. And so you would have to look at Zach as one guy who has flourished under this system. You know, Kobe has struggled of late with a three-point shot. But overall, if someone tells you at the start of the year, oh, by the way, Kobe's going to average 18 to 20 a game, and he's going to shoot at a high volume up until January of three-point shots, and he's going to shoot, you know, 90% from the foul line, you're going to take that. You're going to take that. And then you got Vooch, who has 26 double-doubles. He has 11 of his last 14 with double points, double rebounds. And so I'm looking at this offense, and they're in the top 10 in a number of offensive categories. But at the end of the day, defensively, this is where the club has issues.
And the question I've had about Kobe White for a couple of seasons now is, it is born from the idea that when he hasn't been in recent seasons on the court paired with Zach LaVine, he has, for whatever reason, played some of his best basketball. And then in the extended absence of Zach LaVine last year, he had this career year and this, you know, sort of Kobe White renaissance that was there. And it was a lot of fun to watch that play out. My question had essentially been, why didn't we see the more assertive version of Kobe White when he was on the court with Zach LaVine? And now we get to see them paired together this year. And I don't think there's necessarily a lack of assertiveness that would be worthy of question right now, but the production, the consistency of production hasn't been there. Is there, from your eye, like, is there something that stands out for the reason why we haven't seen the consistency from Kobe so far this season that he seemingly had grown to last year?
Well, I mean, you have to look at the fact that DeMar was here, and then on top of that, you know, you had Zach. So, I mean, you can only have one basketball, and you defer, in that case, to a future Hall of Famer in DeRozan, and then you got, you know, a two-time All-Star in LaVine. I think, you know, Kobe was still probably looking at the big picture here, saying, you know, am I the third option or the fourth with Vooch? And you know, to play the low post, you've got to get touches in the post. And so I think Kobe has now grown into this new offense, because this, again, this is an offense for Kobe and for Zach and others to really, like, by the way, Ayo Dosunmu, who's outstanding in transition. But, I mean, and you're looking at a guy like Kobe who's not afraid to take a three, who has uneven numbers coming back when he's driving past the 8-second line, and he will do a pull-up three when he's on a 2-on-4 or 2-on-3, and he sprays out and takes a shot. So I don't have any problems with Kobe at all. And as a matter of fact, with this is a very undersized team, as you know. And so that one of the reasons why they've given up so many rebounds per game by opponents. I mean, they've given up nearly 50 rebounds a game by opponents this year. I think they've hovered around 47, 48. So, I mean, when you don't have the ability to rebound the ball, or for this matter, stop the ball, you're going to give up a large amount of points. And I think they've given up probably in the neighborhood anywhere between 118 to 121 on an average on any given night. And you just can't sustain winnability if you do that. But then, you look at, if someone said, you're going to lose Caruso, arguably your best defensive player. You're going to lose DeRozan, which was 1 or 1A, depending on how you look at the Bulls offense. And by the way, coming into, let's put New Orleans and Atlanta on the back burner, which you really can't, but in this case we are. If someone told you at the 40-41 game mark, this club would be 2-3 games under 500 without those two players, what would you have said?
I mean, to at least have that understanding of where the Bulls would be at in the division, being at the bottom of it, find it rather frustrating for where they're at the moment. But at least one aspect of the lineup of the season and the way it's gone to this point that I've been so unbelievably surprised by and impressed by is where they've gotten in the production of Lonzo Ball. I mean, far beyond what I think it would have been reasonable to expect from him, just coming off the various knee surgeries that he's had and, you know, really a historic recovery that he's been able to showcase up to this point in the season, playing more minutes and in more games than I think many of us anticipated up until now, while still, you know, they have this sort of controlled aspect to how much they're trying to demand of him and how many nights they're demanding it of him. But what were your expectations specifically for Lonzo Ball coming into the season, and how does it compare with what we've actually seen so far?
Well, that's a very good question, and I'm going to give you an answer. I thought they, if they got anything out of Lonzo this year, was going to be a bonus. Mm-hmm. I mean, this operation had never been done to a basketball player. And remember, Lonzo missed 2+ years. And you know, you're holding your breath saying, okay, like, what's going to happen? Is he going to be able to get the green light and start working up and get amped up? Or is this going to kind of be touch and go? Are we going to see the same what, you know, we saw a year ago, 2 years ago, where, you know, we get these reports saying, you know what, we got to put everything on hold, and we're still a little bit away from trying to get him back on the floor in contact drills. Well, in this case, you know, Lonzo is back, and, you know, he doesn't play in back-to-backs. He will play tomorrow against his brother, but, you know, his passing is superb, and his three-point shooting has been spotty, but of late, it's been pretty good. But his assist total, for someone who has played up until January 1, less than 20 minutes a game, now those minutes are going up. He's averaging about 23-24 over the last three games. So, and that's good. That's a very good sign. But, you know, what I love about Lonzo is, number one, his basketball intelligence is off the charts. Number two, he's all about team. He has a great disposition, Ant. I mean, he is a very likable young man. He is extremely polite. He's well-respected in that locker room. And I think everyone who follows this game is pulling for him to continue to have a season where at least now mentally he can say going into the off season of the 25-26 season that he can start, you know, getting back on track where his game is. I don't know if we'll ever see Lonzo of 3 years ago, 5 years ago, because still you have to make sure that knee is okay. But at least I think he goes into a game now, and I don't think in the back of his mind he's worried about, you know, the whether or not that knee is fragile. I think he's got the green light. He's hooping, and I just think the world of him.
Do you get the sense that he's at all surprised by how well it's gone so far?
Probably should ask him, but I mean, I think he's a very confident person, and I think that the way he has persevered and the way he knows that so many people, his family, his friends, the Bulls organization, Bulls Nation, NBA fans. I mean, when he comes into the game for the first time on the road, I mean, he gets a nice round of applause, because I think NBA fans who have followed his career understand how hard it is to come back from any injury. But in this case, you know, an operation that we had never seen before in basketball at the NBA level. I'm not sure, probably at any level. So, I mean, and he understands that. He understands that people really want him to succeed. And that's why I think, whether you can look at all the people who helped him get back to the NBA level from a medical standpoint, the therapy people, you know, the trainers, the athletic people, you know, the people that were working out with him. I mean, it's just been an amazing, amazing story.
It really has been a lot of fun. And as someone who's experienced some knee surgeries, back surgeries of my own vintage, I've been really heartened by the recovery that Lonzo Ball has had and his ability to just continue to work through it. And when he's out there, play at a high level. You know, it's pretty historic what we're witnessing right now, what you get to see on a regular basis from him. Last one I got for you, Chuck, before I let you run. The fact that Zach LaVine has been able to be on the court consistently this season and look like the all-star caliber player that he had shown himself to be previously in his Bulls run, how do you see sort of the rest of the league experiencing Zach LaVine? Because there was a point where, you know, he was on the international team, you know, going for gold medals and, you know, making all-star games. And then over the last couple of years since that stretch between injuries and disappointment with individual performance and team performance, it seemed like perhaps the basketball world was kind of souring on Zach to some extent with the trade market conversations and all that. How are you seeing just sort of his vibe, his energy, and the way the league is receiving sort of Zach's return that's been there so far this year?
Well, I think the vibe is there as far as NBA players respect Zach's game. I don't think there's any question about, you know, the All-Star balloting came out today. And again, you know, it's not like he appeared and disappeared on the top 10. We haven't seen his name. In fact, we haven't seen any Bulls name for bigs either. And Vooch is having a great year. But in the case of Zach, I think at the end of the day, you got to win. And you have to win. Because is Zach worthy of being named as an alternate? Absolutely. Will he go to San Francisco? I don't know, because it depends on, you know, who's hurt at that time in mid-February. But the season he's having, I think, sends a very strong message that he is now, because of an injury a year ago with the foot, but he's back now, and he is competing at a very elite level. And I think when it's all said and done, and you look in the mirror and you look at, you know, his game, I think teams know that he's capable of getting, as in the case of January, 30 a night. And I think that that's a Zach LaVine that, because of this offense and this style of offense, and he has the ball in his hands, not only as an off-guard player or off-wing player, but as he facilitates with a basketball. So I think he's having a terrific season.
There's no doubt about that. Hopefully it continues and the health is there. And then we'll see, you know, how much of where the Bulls are at as a team, if they decide to move on, what they can get in return. But he's no doubt a high-level basketball player. So it's nice to see him healthy and kind of getting back to his old form. And as always, really appreciate you spending some time here with me on The Score, Chuck. And look forward to hearing you and Bill on the next call.
So you got a prediction for me? Ohio State, Notre Dame?
I do, yeah. I think Ohio State is just too powerful on offense, and Notre Dame is still a rather one-dimensional team with their offense, and Ohio State's got some dogs on that defense. So I see a very difficult role for Notre Dame trying to take down the Buckeyes.
Okay. Well, let's put it this way. If Notre Dame wins that game, based on what you just told me, and you're an expert, I'm not, but if Notre Dame wins that game, you're coming back on the air, and you're going to sing the Notre Dame fight song.
You know what? I think I can pull that off, because the Notre Dame fight song is actually very similar. It's got the Bolingbrook fight song has the actual same tune to it. I just have to adjust the lyrics. I think I can pull that off, Chuck.
All right. Now, were you recruited by Ohio State or Notre Dame?
I was recruited by Ohio State, did not have Notre Dame grades. That was the issue for me. Bob Davey at the time actually showed up at my high school, showed up at Bolingbrook High School, took a look at my transcript and said, man, you're a really good football player. But don't think we're going to be able to get you in to Notre Dame. He and I have laughed about that a couple of times in the years since then. But, yeah, Ohio State, they came for me. The Irish, they were not in a position to do so with you know, I was good enough academically for the majority of the schools. Notre Dame, Northwestern, not quite on that level.
Well, you know what? It turned out pretty well for you.
Yeah, things are going fine, Chuck, as I know they are for you as well. Always appreciate talking to you, man. We'll do it again soon.
Okay, and thanks.
That is Chuck Swirsky on social media at CTS Bulls, the voice of your Chicago Bulls. And that segment was sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union. When we come back, I do want to get into some of the audio from Caleb Williams on the St. Brown Brothers podcast. I told you I'd get back around to some of that. And also, went and saw a movie today that really, really intrigued me. I want to get to that by the end of this hour. But for now, we'll take a time out, come back, and start to hear from Bears quarterback Caleb Williams, who's had a lot of fun on the St. Brown Brothers podcast. We'll get you some of that for any of you who haven't been able to hear it lately. Some great stuff from Caleb that I'll have Robbie play for you next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Your plan for Caleb was very specific and very elaborate. Yep. His entire rookie season was subjected to disruption and stress. What?
Can you explain the disruption and stress part?
Offense coordinator got fired. His head coach got fired. Mm-hmm. A lot of turmoil throughout the course of his rookie season. Yep. What went wrong with your plan?
We're back live with more Anthony Herron on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Ryan Poles addressing the media after the season. Certainly respect him with the follow-up. Just wanting to clarify what exactly was meant by...
What disruptions? What are you talking about?
Exactly. Dan Wiederer just being very specific with his question and the reasoning behind it. And then Ryan Poles went on to sort of respond from that point forward. About halfway done with you on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, I suppose you're about halfway done with me on this Thursday evening edition of The Score. And for Ryan Poles, in the plan that he's at least attempted to execute here in his first few seasons running operations as the general manager, acquiring coaches and other personnel here in his time with the Bears, things from a results perspective have not gone according to that plan. And so now here he sits with a young quarterback coming off his rookie season where the talent is obviously there for Caleb Williams, and Now the perception will be that his main goal moving forward for the additional time that he is going to be granted here by the Bears to try and get this thing right, that the chief goal, his prime objective, should be to bring in a coach who's going to get the best out of his rookie quarterback and help lead them to wins. So his rookie quarterback has a role in that process, a role in sort of knowing how to communicate with that new head coach, but also a role in just what his development will be moving forward. So anytime Caleb Williams speaks, folks are rather intrigued by it and try to look into what exactly that will mean for the next head coach of the Chicago Bears. And he was on the St. Brown Brothers podcast with Amon-Ra and Equanimeous St. Brown, a very popular podcast that they share together. And Caleb, having those USC ties with Amon-Ra and knowing Equanimeous, former member of the Chicago Bears, predating Caleb, but he was here in the not-too-distant past. He sat down and had a wide-ranging conversation, as they tend to do when they have guests on their pod. And first thing that I want to play for you here is just specific to Caleb's thoughts on, you know, whether at any level of the sport, but they were just curious who the best player or players are that Caleb has had the opportunity to play with.
Who's the best player you ever played with?
Probably Keenan Allen or Jordan Addison in college, NFL, probably Keenan, Jordan Addison in NFL or college.
Okay.
I like those.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Jordan was hooping.
He was
hooping. At SC.
If he didn't get hurt, I think he would have had way more, hurt his ankle, sprained his ankle, right, for a couple games. I think he would have had way more yards and catches and touchdowns.
What intrigues me about that one is that stylistically, Caleb spoke highly of Keenan Allen all throughout the season, and you saw that as the season wore on and Caleb's numbers began to improve, a lot of time his main target within the route tree, as he was reading the field and willing to try and fit the football into tight windows, Keenan Allen was the player that he developed the most trust. Well, maybe not the most trust, but had the most consistent, difficult connections with. Now, I'd say on fourth down, Rome Odunze was the player he probably went to most frequently on fourth down. The player who he linked up with for big plays most consistently was DJ Moore, but that was usually because he'd throw a short pass to DJ Moore and DJ would make some magic happen with it afterwards with those run after catch skills that he displays. But as far as just Caleb in the pocket, scanning the field, not doing anything improvisational, but just, you know, sort of your traditional QB mechanics of hitting that back foot, seeing the field, reading it, getting the ball out. Keenan Allen was the guy who he was most consistent with in that regard, and especially in positions, in situations where he needed to move the chains. So I do find that noteworthy that he would see Keenan as the best player he played with professionally this season because of the skills that Keenan Allen brings to the table. And so while I don't anticipate that Keenan Allen will continue to be a member of the Chicago Bears next season or beyond because of just where he's at in his football journey, I would imagine he's going to look for a bigger payday and or a team that seems closer to winning a championship at this stage in his career on the other side of 30. But who else they might acquire then? Maybe that's an archetype that Caleb would continue to have some respect for. Maybe they would look to continue to enhance the roster with some sort of a Keenan Allen type of player, an excellent route runner. They didn't talk all ball with Caleb, though. They also wanted to get a sense for just kind of, you know, now that he's in the midst of his rookie season, been making money since college, and he's got that NFL money in his bag right now, too. Then now that he's in the midst of his rookie year, how you been spending your money, Caleb?
What do you spend your money on? You know, that first pick money.
Like, what do you like to spend your money on? Like, you just said, be honest. Don't try to be like.
I spend my money on a house.
Okay.
I spend my money on.
Aren't you into fashion?
Yeah. That's a year round thing, though.
That's right. I want to hear all it, though.
Yeah, fashion.
So fashion.
Shoes, jewelry, watches.
I got a couple watches.
Okay.
But I've been collecting watches since college.
Thursday. I forget you got paid.
Yeah,
college,
damn,
yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, it's one of my. I enjoy watches. So a house, watches, fashion. I bought two cars.
What cars?
I bought a. Yeah.
Here we go.
A double R and a G Wag.
I don't know what a double R is. I got to look that up.
Yeah, explain. He doesn't know what that
Rolls
is.
Royce.
Rolls Royce. There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, what kind? Just what kind?
The Spectre. Spectra.
But I bought both the cars. One because it snows, and then the other one was for taxes. Because they're both over 6,000. So
you said Spectre? You said Spectre?
No, I didn't buy the Spectre. I bought the Cullinan. So I bought those, and then that's it. Which is, it was a lot, but that's it, really.
Yeah. So, like, what would you say is, like, your guilty pleasure? Like,
watches.
Spending money on
watches.
Really?
Yeah. It doesn't matter, like, the price. It doesn't have to be high or, like, steep or anything right. like that. It's just, like if it's a nice watch, if it's a good watch, like, I like watches.
How many watches are in your watch collection right now?
Probably double digits, like 10.
There you go.
Yeah.
I might need to get me, I like watches, too. I might need to get me one. I haven't got one in a minute.
Yeah. But. If you need guys, let me know. If you need guys for type of watch, Rolex or AP or whatever.
Knows the guy that knows the guy. So.
Yeah, for sure.
From USC, actually. Yeah.
Probably wouldn't make that connection at Notre Dame.
Yeah, you wouldn't have made that connection at Notre Dame.
Now, there's some similarities here. I'm not driving a Rolls Royce, but I've recently made an additional vehicle purchase. I got to say, though, when I heard this audio, I was not aware of this whole 6,000-pound threshold thing for tax purposes there. So Caleb learned me something good right there. We will certainly be looking into that with the tax guy when that time comes around here in a few months and make sure we are pursuing that in an adequate fashion that is required to properly file our taxes there. I'm assuming my CPA was already aware of that, but I wasn't. So I made it a point to immediately drop him a line when that came out, because I'm very, very intrigued about that information here and the way that can play a benefit. So I'm impressed that Caleb, and I'm almost twice his age here, but I'm impressed, I'm encouraged that he is already on top of those types of things, and the advisors around him are giving him that type of information to make sure he's taking advantage of these things financially for himself as well. Let's play one more before we take a timeout. We'll get some more sound from Caleb throughout the evening here as well. But specifically, the way that coaching can impact a young player, and he's obviously been around some of the more respected offensive minds in the game, and then you have the situation he's been in this season or coming off this season that he had with the Bears. But the St. Brown brothers were curious just what coach he's had that has made a significant impact on him up to this point.
It doesn't.
Which player or coach has had the most impact on your life? We won't even keep talking about that one.
I'd say my coach from Little League. He's like my godfather now. Both of them, Mark McCain and Russell Thomas. They kind of started this whole thing for me. Training and mentality and all of that. Obviously, my dad's a part of that, but he wasn't my coach. And then I think to be honest with you, my next two head coaches, Randy Trivers and in high school at Gonzaga, he was super disciplined on me and things like that, whether it was school or whether it was out there on the football field. And then this past year or past, 3 years with Link, I say those four people were pretty pretty big in development and football for me.
How is Lincoln? Like, I met him a few times, obviously, back to SC. Cool dude. Talk to him. How is he as a coach? I've always wondered, is he a yell at you type guy? Or?
Nah, it depends on like how severe something is. But right. He definitely will bring you in, talk to you, sit down. My second year at USC, we started losing things like that, and it was affecting me, like school affecting me, like all of that. Uh-huh. And he brought me in, sat me down, and we talked about life. We talked about like the next step. We talked about all these different things, like to prepare, you know, like this is going to help prepare me for the next level and things like that. So like cool dude, good relationship dude. And then obviously offensively, I mean, he's just a beast.
Was it easy to follow him from Oklahoma to SC?
Yeah.
After he left, you knew I'm out.
Like after, so when all of that went down, I was more like angry at him. So like I wasn't going to go to UCLA just to like play against him.
That's so petty, bro.
Petty. Like I went on a whole UCLA visit. I went on a couple other visits too, UCLA, LSU, things like that. But I was really like it really came down to USC and UCLA, just because I wanted to beat him just because he left. And then we like sat down, had a talk, had a couple of FaceTime talks. And then, from there I was like, yeah, it's all right. I'm a forgive you. And, we can make this work and, you know, make it happen.
It's good to hear a more casual version of Caleb as the St. Brown brothers getting him to open up, loosen up a little bit about topics that I'm sure many of you are curious about. We'll come back around to some of that in the final hour that I'm here with you. But I was talking earlier this hour about the Bears job opening and how it compares to some of the other job openings out there. I'll give you a few details just for those of you who may not be fully aware of what the situations are with some of the individual teams who have coaches' openings and how the Bears may be situated in that regard by comparison. I'll give you my thoughts on how the Bears compare with that, with some of the other openings that are there that these various head coaching candidates are giving consideration to. We'll do that next. I'm Anthony Herron. This is Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
We're back live with more Anthony Herron on 670 The Score. and Odyssey Station.
So now I've allowed myself to go down the rabbit hole of searching up various expensive vehicles after hearing Caleb talking to the St. Brown brothers about what he's driving and what vehicles he's purchased. And really the question was about just what are the kind of the things that he's spent his money on, because he was obviously making some money in college at USC. Now he's making money in the NFL, endorsements and what have you. So Caleb's got some money in his pocket. What is he spending those things on? One of the things he mentioned was a couple of vehicles that he's purchased. One of those vehicles, Rolls Royce. And what did he say, Rob? I believe a Cullinan was the particular brand of Rolls Royce that he mentioned purchasing.
Correct.
Here.
It's also, too, I also just bought another car for my tax bracket as well. I did the same thing.
Did you buy an additional vehicle? Did you buy a Rolls Royce? Is that what you bought?
Oh, yes, exactly. You know, this like a very nice career in radio, you know, being a radio producer. You know, I just did that just to avoid the taxes, you know.
Right, as you should. You know, you should try to make sure you spend money to get the tax loopholes, because when you're spending money to save on taxes, that just shows the tax bracket that you're in.
Some big brain stuff here.
Right. Respect to Caleb. Respect to Robert Triano for the Rolls-Royce Cullinan purchase that has been made there. Cullinan, for anyone who is concerned about such things, apparently in the range, give or take, about $400,000 that vehicle costs. And it's just over the 6,000-pound threshold that Caleb Williams referenced there for tax purposes. Now, I would imagine once you load all that extra money into the vehicle that you have from the taxes and whatever tax break comes with that, then it probably gets even heavier. So if there is any concern at all for whether or not it does meet that 6,000-pound threshold, let's put a bunch of money into it, and I'm guessing it'll be more than heavy enough. I was trying to think of the coolest ride that I'd ever been in over the years. Certainly nothing that I've purchased. You know, I like to buy new vehicles. I like to be the first one to own something. So every car or SUV that I've bought over the years, I always buy something new. But you know, I'm not in that in that Rolls Royce tax bracket. I'm not in the Bentley tax bracket. That's not how I get down financially. But I've had some teammates who've had some fine automobiles over the years, and just sitting here racking my brain a little bit, probably the fanciest ride that I can remember being in, because I kind of, surprisingly, in my rookie season when I was in Green Bay with the Packers, I used to ride to practice with Brett Favre. When I say ride to practice, it was kind of an awkward setup in Green Bay, because the indoor practice facility is you'd have to drive a bit down the road to get to the practice field, the indoor or the outdoor practice facility. So you actually load up in the player's parking lot. You get all padded up, have cleats on and everything, and then drive down the road from the offices, from the locker room, to actually go to practice. And so I'd ride down there with Brett Favre. And Brett just had, like, you know, kind of your standard just rinky-dink pickup truck that he would drive to practice. So nothing special about that. But I had a teammate in Detroit, Robert Porsche, who was, you know, I'd say approximately, Rob was around like 6'4", 270. But Rob would drive an Aston Martin. So I got to drive in Porsche's Aston Martin back in the day. And that, for anyone who doesn't know, the Aston Martin is the James Bond sports car. Anytime you watch a James Bond movie, he's usually driving an Aston Martin. It's not a big automobile. It's not meant for NFL defensive linemen, but Porsche, he had some money to spend, and he had an Aston Martin, but he had the rear seats removed from the Aston Martin. And so it was kind of like, for anybody who's old enough to remember the Police Academy movies, like, I'm guessing, Robbie, you may or may not have seen Police Academy.
Sadly not.
Yeah, a little bit before your time, I'm guessing. But anyone who's old enough to remember Police Academy, there's some scenes in those movies where Hightower, one of the main characters, Bubba Smith, Michigan State football legend, former professional football player. As an actor, he played a character named Hightower in the Police Academy movies. And one of the things that Hightower did when he would drive, and he'd drive some smaller vehicles in the movies, he ripped out the front seat from the vehicle, and he would just sit and drive in the back of the car in Police Academy. That was essentially what the Aston Martin felt like that Porsche was driving. I got to ride in with him on occasion. But yeah, the Aston Martin, you know, those are varying prices, but you're talking maybe a half mil, something like that, for the type of vehicle Robert Porsche was driving back then. So renting some fancy cars, but not many of them. None of them owned by me, at least not the fanciest ones. But my most recent vehicle purchase would, at least from a weight perspective, qualify for what Caleb was talking about there. So I'm definitely going to keep that in mind come tax time. We're going to transition to some college football playoff talk here. We're going to do so with one of the voices of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Not only are my in-laws big Notre Dame fans, but I know many of you are out there as well. And we've got the national championship game coming up Monday night. One of the voices that will be able to be heard calling that game representing Notre Dame will be on with me next. His name is Ryan Harris, and he will join me on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.